Our topic for today is relief for challenges with mother. Let's begin by closing your eyes and turning inward. Take in a long, deep, relaxing breath. And as you exhale, go ahead and let the image of your mother come to your mind. You might see her or sense her or just get an impression of her. Some people have never known their mother. In that case, you may see nothing at all. But notice the first thing that comes to your mind. What do you see? How do you feel when you think of her? Are your feelings pleasant or uncomfortable? Are your memories positive or negative? I learned a few years ago that the way that you think of your mother in her physical form is the outpicturing or the consciousness of your awareness about God. God is not a gender, and yet we experience our relationship with God as both masculine and feminine. You might experience the masculine aspect of God as the powerful, strong provider, the one who ensures your safety, sticks up for you, provides you abundance and well-being. You might experience the feminine aspect of God as the wise and caring nurturer, the one who stands by you through the storm, the one who heals your hurts, has compassion for your mistakes, and loves you no matter what. A Course in Miracles teaches that everything you see is the effect of your mind. I was told in meditation that our physical parents represent our conscious awareness of God, our heavenly parent. This may be good news for some, but not very good news for others. If you see your physical mother as absent or uncaring, maybe hurtful, then you'll experience the divine mother as absent, uncaring. If you see your physical mother as weak, incapable, or inconsistent, then you'll experience your divine mother as weak, incapable, or inconsistent. The judgments you are holding about your mother limit your experience of God's nurturing and loving response. In order to open to a life filled with love, compassion, and unyielding support, you'll need to forgive your mother for all of your painful experiences, and then be determined to see the truth of her, to see her differently from everything that you have known. When you forgive, you are not condoning her actions. You forgive because you understand that her actions have never altered the truth of who you are. This awareness will set you free. With your determination to forgive her and see the truth of her, you open yourself to a life of greater love, support, ease, and happiness. Your mother is whole and complete as God created her, regardless of what she said or what she did. Everything you see is the effect of your thoughts and beliefs. As you grew up, she was reflecting your thoughts back to you. She was showing you what you felt you deserved in terms of love and support. With your determination to forgive her and see her differently, to acknowledge that she is not her flaws, her mistakes, or her failures, you can end a long cycle of pain for yourself. This healing will bless all of your feminine relationships. Let's go ahead and tune into any negative feelings you have about your mother, whether she is living or in spirit. If you had a great relationship with your mother, and she was wise and loving, nurturing and compassionate, spiritual, then you can focus on someone else's mother, someone you judged as uncaring, hurtful, maybe addicted, flawed. We are all one, so whoever you pick to focus your love on, your forgiveness towards, this will be the perfect one for our exercise. Let's begin by tapping over the heart, and you can repeat these words after me. As you repeat, you can modify my words to customize the statements to fit your personal situation. If you're focusing on another person's mother, you can insert her name in the place of the words, my mother. And just repeat these words. I am aware that I've been carrying negative thoughts, and judgments about my mother. There are times when in her presence I felt unloved, judged, guilty, or inadequate. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I release all the pain and all the roots and all the causes of this pain. Let's go to the center of the chest. I release all the sadness, all the roots, and all the causes of my sadness. Let's go to the top of the head. I release all the frustration, all the roots, and all the causes of my frustration. I have carried these feelings long enough. I am ready to be free of them. Let's go to the side of the hand. Even though I wanted our relationship to be different than how it was, I release the past. I am willing to forgive my mother so I can set myself free, move forward in my life, experience the ease, the support, and the nurturing of God's love. Let's go back to the center of the chest. My mother has never altered the truth of who I am. In truth, she can only bless me. Let's go to the top of the heart. God created me as whole, complete, loved, supported, and essential. I am worthy of love. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to be helped when I need help. Let's go to the top of the head. I am willing to be a grateful and gracious receiver, to receive all that God has for me. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I am willing to feel God's love for me through the heart of my mother, even if she didn't know how to show it, even if she didn't know how to give it. Let's pause now and take a long, deep, cleansing breath, feeling your shoulders relax, letting go of all that heaviness. Your body is not intended to carry these emotions. Allow yourself to go back in time and reflect on those times, those experiences where you might have had a painful time with her. This is where we can release it together. Let's again start tapping over the heart. There were times when I've been frustrated by my mother. I wanted it to be different. I had to accept it as it was. I release all the sadness, all the disappointment, and all the frustration of wanting it to be different. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I wanted to feel close to her. I wanted to feel special. I wanted her to want to be close to me. I wanted her to see the best in me. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am willing to release the past, to release all the sadness, and set myself free. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to love myself, to know my value, to accept my importance. I am not defined by my mother's judgments, actions, words, or limitations. Let's go back to the center of the chest. I am as God created me. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep, cleansing breath. Feel that wave of relaxing energy flowing down and through your body from the top of your head, rolling down and through the body, all the way down and out through the feet and into the earth. Let's do that one more time, taking a long, deep, cleansing breath, bringing it way down deep into the middle of the stomach, and then exhale and release, emptying out your lungs, letting go, time to move past all of these thoughts and emotions. Let's now start on the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. There have been times when my mother made me feel guilty, small, or inadequate. There have been times when I felt unloved, unsupported, maybe forgotten. There have been times when I couldn't find my own sense of value. Let's go to the center of the chest. I have been carrying this long enough. I release the past in all respects. I am determined to see the greatness in my mother and within myself. Let's go to the top of the head. I am willing to let myself be loved, happy, connected to others, and free. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to be generously supported in all relationships. I accept my value. I am essential. God's will is my happiness. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am willing to feel divine motherly love around me at all times. Let's go under the eye. I am nurtured, supported, and valued in everything I do. Let's go under the nose. I am loved. I am peaceful. I am safe. Let's pause again, taking another long, deep breath. Exhale and releasing all the tension, the tightness, perhaps years of pressure. You're doing a great job of releasing any and all negative emotions. Your body will function much better when you release these things. The last part of this exercise will take vigilance on your part. If you want to be free of all limits and open yourself to the greatness of God's love, His tenderness, His support, you'll need to see through your mother's limitations. You'll need to look past her appearance, beyond her habits, beyond her words, her gestures, and everything you experienced about her. You'll need to look straight into the light within her, the light that God placed there. You will never know this light within yourself until you can see it within her. The worst that you see in her is the best that you will ever know within yourself. Today we join together and you can move beyond all of your mother's perceived limitations, habits, behaviors, and judgments. You can call on the strength of God to release all hurts, disappointments, sadness, anger, all remaining pain. With your commitment to seeing the truth about your mother, you welcome God's love and generous support to be more known to you. It's always happening, but we shut it down with our judgments. But today you can open that portal that you would be fully aware of His love for you. Let's start tapping over the heart with this final round. I am determined to see my mother for her true self, to see the light of God within this woman, even if she didn't know it for herself, even if I never saw it, even if I never felt it, or at least not consistently. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to see the love and the innocence within my mother. I free her from her past. I forgive her for her mistakes. I love her anyway. I am willing to love myself through her eyes. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am willing to feel the love from her heart, even if she didn't show me consistently. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I am one with my mother. I am one with God. She is free of her past. I am free of my past. Let's stop and take a long, deep breath, just feeling the peace and the ease, opening yourself to knowing that beautiful, divine, loving, motherly energy around you, like a warm blanket, always reliable, always available. Know that it is there for you. It always has been. Today we allow all the innocence and the love of our mother to come forward. We are determined to see it in all respects. Let's join with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you together with gratitude in our hearts that together we can release the past. We are learning that we must give up our judgments. We must release the past in order to know the abundance of your love, your resources, your tenderness, your compassion, that we could feel the love that you have for us beating through our own heart, that we would feel the certainty wherever we are, whatever we're doing, that we would look upon illusions and just laugh. Because we understand that the power of God exists within us now and always. We are determined to give up our fears and judgments and the old beliefs that limit us from knowing the greatness of your love. Today, as we hold our dear mother in our mind, help us to see the greatness of her, the light that you created, the innocence, the beauty, the wise woman. Help us to see her in all of her greatness. We are determined to see past the appearance, the actions, the words, and to see straight into her divinity as you have given it. Today we connect with the truth of her. We are a witness to the truth of her, that she cannot be sick, that she cannot be less than whole, because you created her. As we accept her wholeness, we acknowledge our own, for we are one with her. Dear God, we thank you for guiding us each day through this process, helping to bring to mind whatever we need to look at or pay attention to, that we could release it completely. Thank you in advance for our complete and total freedom. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me. In A Course in Miracles, in Lesson 100, it says this: today we will attempt to understand joy is our function here. If you are sad, your part is unfulfilled, and the world is thus deprived of joy along with you. God asks you to be happy, so the world can see how much he loves his son. And this, of course, includes his daughter, his child. He wills no sorrow rises to abate your joy. No fear besets you to disturb your peace. You are God's messenger today. You bring his happiness to all you look upon, his peace to everyone who looks on you and sees his message in your happy face. You are essential to God's plan for salvation. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.